This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer here on this evening, October 28th, 2024, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is football, women's soccer coming up soon, men's and women's basketball on deck, and so much more. This unique K-State podcast, your first time listening to the show, thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here. Whenever you listen to this podcast, this is going to be part two, reaction edition of the Denison Sunflower Showdown. I recorded part one yesterday on Sunday, the 27th. I'm recording part two on the 28th tonight on this podcast. So, if this is your first time listening, thank you so much again. If you're a K-State, especially if you're a K-State fan, huge K-State fan, you're into sports. You want all in to know what's going on other than football and basketball, definitely make sure you like and subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. And I did have my instant reaction of the football game Saturday night, K-State escaping against Kansas there in Bill Snyder Family Stadium. So, again, we'll have more on that on the other extra channel, the bonus channel, over on the Podbean app. Alex Ain, I'll have him on this week. Hopefully that will be the plan. I know I'm scheduling this week will be a little bit different, but we're shooting for hopefully Thursday to get his thoughts on the KU game and the Cats on this so far this year. So the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. And again, that's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 E-D-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast, over on the Podbean app. Make sure you download the Podbean app. And yes, I know it's been a minute since we've been over there on that channel, but there's extra content over there. So if you're wanting to know what's going on the latest of K-State sports, definitely make sure you check that out as well. We'll get some going. I don't know when that is. We'll get some going very soon. Hopefully very soon. As soon as later on the backside of this week. Yeah, so I already talked about the football team there. Obviously, they're a huge win, keeping their Big 12 hopes alive on there as well. They got some work to do. Maybe a little bit of work to do there, because obviously Kansas, KU, already talked about in part one. We were outplayed. There's no ways around it there as well. I kind of did a no-no. So we got to give the praises there to KU. But K-State there with some costly mistakes there and we almost lost that game. But again, Brendan Mott, the defense had to get the stop. Some defense had to come up with the stops there to win that game. And it was K-State, our Wildcats did that. And now we're still sitting there in a good spot. Again, Iowa State, BYU, undefeated left in the Big 12 Conference there. And, of course, K-State goes back on the road to face a bad, bad football team in Houston Cougars. So, it's all business. You got to take care of business. Do what you got to do. And now, which comes later on, a tricky game, Arizona State. Circle that one. Arizona State, I believe, it comes to Manhattan, if I'm not mistaken, there as well. So Arizona State sneakily hanging around. So, again, this Big 12 race, yeah, if K-State can take care of business, it's definitely shaping up to be a win in your end against Iowa State, unless BYU, well, K-State needs BYU to stumble, stumble twice. So, it looks like more and more, BYU, for what it is, very good football team. Undefeated, and we're sitting. Some people are sitting there like, you know, they ain't gonna do shit, you know, like that. Excuse my language there, but again, BYU still undefeated. We're gonna be in early November here pretty soon. So yeah, BYU good football team. Iowa State has had their escapes as well, has their breaks as well, and so do we. So if K-State again can take care of their own business here. It's more and more looking like could be a showdown for a spot in Arlington. But again, some more hurdles to clear for this K-State football team. One huge hurdle is keeping the winning streak alive against Kansas over the weekend. But for K-State women's soccer is concerned, They end the season with not scoring a goal, even though, yeah, they scored 17 goals on the year. The regular season came to a close back on Friday against Kansas at Boosier Family Park. 2-0. The first goal was scored until the second half of this game. There, the 54th minute there, Caroline Castens for KU put one in the net, and then later on, Kansas put it in an insurance goal there as well. Yeah, the Wildcats on the women's side, women's soccer side, 2-6 at home this year. And I mentioned 17 goals this year for this women's soccer team, which ranks now the third most in program history. And 16 out of 17 were assisted there. 18 assists here in 2024. Also is third in K-State school history as well. And K-State has held opponents without a goal in 16 halves this year. But, hey, what matters is that record right there, baby. Right here where y'all going to listen to, right? K-State women's soccer under Mike DeBeni here in 2024, right? 3-12-3. Let me repeat that again. 3-12-3. And you don't, and the big no-no here, you come out of here the season not winning a Big 12 game. You're 0-9-2 to wrap up this year. Disappointing to say the least. They were just team. You've been following along with this women's soccer team all year long with this particular podcast. You know how I feel here in the backside of it. Disappointing. And listening to Jasmine Halliburton on Run It Back, our good friend of the show, Jasmine Halliburton on her show, Run It Back Pod, back on the KC Sports Network. She had her say, her discussions about the women's soccer team. Most of it I agree with, but some of it I don't. And maybe I can go on, maybe I can do this a little bit longer, extensive episode another time, maybe here, down the road somewhere. But, and I'm already ahead on the curve on this, so I think we differ on opinions about Mike DeBeni and his team. That Mike DeBeni, again, if you're not aware about K-State sports, K-State women's soccer replaced equestrian back in 2013, after the 2012 K-State athletic season, okay? And so there was still a lot of debate about that. You know, the equestrian team is pretty damn good. I have a couple of friends that competed with the equestrian team, and they're pretty competitive. And is that a blow? Is Eddie dealing a blow to the women's soccer team? I wouldn't say that. I mean, look, they've been in every game. But the offense, it's been an issue for this women's soccer team throughout. And yes, it's hard to score goals. I get it. I understand. But these rosters for, in particular, with this K-State women's soccer team, it seems like they get younger and younger. I mean, yeah, I understand it's hard game and whatnot. But that's like making an excuse. Yeah, I mean, Mike DeBeni's getting players. I mean, he got players this year. Ryan Reynolds this year that was cooking early in the year before kind of being slowed down in the Big 12. We didn't even barely heard of her in the Big 12 play. So that's one of the that was like this is a call out, but just that's the first name that came to my mind. Jason Brown, one of your best players, did not score a goal this year. Who was cooking last year? Didn't hear a peep from her this year. So I know they're trying to get the ball to her. I was like, where's Jasmine Brown at? Where's she at? Not on the stat sheet. I know she's starting. Not on the stat sheet. And I don't know, man. I still stay on the fact that I think Jane Taylor, athletic director for K-State, I think it's time for a change. I mean, yes, Jasmine said give him one more year and all that. I don't know. He has had plenty of time to get the ship right. Oh, almost. Get the boat right. You know what I mean? And I don't see it happening. This is my perspective. And this is my podcast, so I'm on the platform, and this is my opinion. I think they need to make a change. And so I'm not getting paid. Hey, I'm doing this for the fans, not for the money. But you know, I just at this point, We got more than a sample size. This is not like Jason Mansfield in his second year at K-State Women's Volleyball. Not to call him out. but they've done a good... The women's volleyball team has been a lot better as of late. So I know they've been playing hard opponents on that end. But with one of the hardest schedules in the league. I get it. But again, they're winning their game. So, I mean, that's a whole different discussion there. But again, it's focused on K-State women's soccer as they lose their season finale 2-0 against Kansas. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, for a couple more minutes. But, I mean, it's to a point where he has more than a sample size. He's had, what, almost 10 years with this program? And there's been probably one good season. That season that they made finally to the Big 12 tournament. For the first time, but other than that, this season has been bad. There's just no way around it. And I'm sorry, I said it a few postcasts ago. I'm gonna be more critical about this team, right? And they need to be on at least with the women's volleyball is concerned. They're not even on that. They're way behind. Getting new players in and out and all this. I mean, they have returning players, Jackson Brown, Otta Anderson, Riley Baker. I didn't call much her name out. You had a good set of core players coming back with this team who've been with this team since the very beginning, or at least until they were freshmen entering Manhattan, Kansas. But I don't, again, but at, he's had more than the same size. I think it's time. It's time for to swing for the fences. Baseball term. And I mean, nobody's laughing, but I mean, it's not a score goal. In more than half of these games, I could probably go back and count probably half the season. And maybe not even that, probably half of the conference year, they ain't score a goal. And either one or no goals. You could probably put some money on that. But, yeah, all not kidding aside, I mean, I think, you know, you got to take a – Gene Taylor, athletic director, got to take a hard look. And I think it's – I'm going to set up in here. Yep, October 28th, prime time, 8 o'clock-ish. I'm about to wrap this thing up because I got an obligation to go to all of a sudden. But yeah, I think it's time. I mean, I think we're different on this aspect here. Give him one more year. I don't think so. I just think that, I mean, you're going to have with the whole NIL, transfer portal, and all that other stuff. It's just a lot for a team in jail. If you don't have the, it's not the old school way anymore. Like, you can recruit these type of players and you can groom them into talented. When they get talented, you get this playing time, freshman and sophomore, take their lumps, right? But when they're junior and senior, like, all right, you know, we got this down, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you have a coach like Mike DeBee who's been with this program since the very freaking beginning. You know, it's a rarity. It's a rarity college sports to do that. But this team ain't having success right now. It's just, I'm calling what it is. You know, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it. I haven't sugarcoated it. I'm hitting the punching bag with this team. I mean, it's just what it is. It's unfortunate, but I got to tell the truth on this podcast. And I think it's time. Unfortunately, it's time. It's time to make that swing. Try to find another coach that, all right, you know, might be an established program. I get it, but it's established to a point where it's not winning. It's not, at the end of the day, you're not winning games. And so, I mean, Jasmine, again, running back, shameless plug, running back podcast, go listen to that. She threw up some stats, and the overall stats were just bad. So I ain't gonna repeat it there as well. So, you know, I think it's time. I think it's time for a change on those cards. I mean, you leave it for more year, what you gonna get out of them? Another losing season? That's what you're gonna get. No, it might be Beanie from a aspect. No, I don't know him personally, but from what I've seen for this court programs, you know, team not scoring goals. The defense is there. Murphy Sheep can do the goalkeeper for this team. I think she's going to be back for one more year, I think. Very talented. She's doing what she has to do. I mean, you can't put it all on her. It's offense. And this team doesn't have it. It's clear. Don't have it. You got to bring in somebody. All right, that, I mean, you have the defense established. You got to have somebody that has offensive mind to create for your best players, and you bring him back, Mike D'Amini back, and it's going to be another losing season. More come, I'm sure, this podcast. But I'm going down deep, really deep already, this rabbit hole. All right, but you lose 2-0 at home. Don't score. Multiple chances. Don't put the ball in the net. Which, again, me and Jasmine agree on that. You're not putting the ball in the net. So you can't win games. You can't win games when, obviously, when you don't have your gals on the offense, some of your best talented offense players over there put the ball in the net. So that's a big issue. It's a big issue. So I don't know. What's it? Gene Taylor, you're on the clock, big dog. You're on the clock, big dog. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast that's found free and available daily. Whenever I have a chance to record Kansas State content, that's going to wrap things up on a part two of the Dylan Stuffhouse Show recap. K-State football wins. K-State women's soccer ends the season on a losing note, and they do not yet score a goal in a Big 12 game. Alex 8 out there in San Diego, California. Andy Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another reaction edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure you hit that like, subscribe button every day. K-State, your team, every day. Go Cats.